The high today in Apalachicola, Florida, was 87 degrees. Commentator John Fleming was there recently on a very uncomfortable vacation. It was uncomfortable because of the heat and the bugs.
This time of year in the Florida Panhandle, when the breeze dies off the Gulf of Mexico, when it's so humid you feel like you're walking underwater, the woods come alive with the yellow fly. I hate them. You would too. Oh, they're kind of cute, about the size of a housefly, but yellow. And oh yes, they pack a vicious bite. If you get popped by one, get ready for your eyes to swell practically shut and for your lips to puff up. Get ready to look like a Martian who lost a fist fight. My old girlfriend used to drink pickle juice to run them off. She claimed it worked. Maybe, but she did smell like a pickle. And unlike other biting flies in this part of Florida, a yellow fly will come in the house after you, if she gets the chance. That's right, she. Only the female yellow fly bites. The only sure defense against the yellow fly is to clear the land, take away the habitat. Well, that's working to perfection in what you might call Florida's new Northwest, on the coast between Pensacola and south of Tallahassee, where maniacal development is going on. It's crawling east from the gaudiness of Panama City, where the developers are scoring big with prefab and concrete high-rises. It creeps west from Destin, a place that really used to be a tiny fishing village, with outlet stores and Gulf View blocking hotels. And it laps around the back Sweetwater Bays, where very high-end resorts with names like Sanctuary and golf courses with names like Wild, This or That, destroy sanctuaries and obliterate any notion of the wild. You won't find the yellow fly there, among the wall-to-wall condos and strip malls, where Birmingham, Atlanta, and New York money has beat back the palmettos and air-conditioned the whole place. But the yellow fly is still a constant companion in those patches of the panhandle we like to call Old Florida, where shacks sit on the water, where ceiling fans keep the heat at bay, where propane lamps light up disheveled cabins. Apalachicola still has that feel, and the yellow fly. So do the working towns of Carrabelle and Port St. Joe, and offshore, Dog Island. Inland a little is a spot called Sumatra, where only thick schools of fish were able to coax people to brave the late afternoon swarms of flies. Right there, at the beginning of Florida's Big Bend, the natural beauty is magnificent. But it won't be long before developers start sniffing around Apalachicola, too. In Florida, where just about anything goes, where just about everyone has their price, about the only thing left putting up a fight against unchecked coastal development is the yellow fly. Okay, so I really don't hate the yellow fly so much. I can take the welts and the itching. If it means a chunk of Old Florida might last a little longer, I'm happy for the meanest fly in the state to have her way. I'll just be sure to drink plenty of pickle juice.
John Fleming is editor-at-large for the Anniston Star in Alabama.